This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The leader of Colorado's Office of Emergency Management faces a long list of accusations that he has created a toxic work environment. The Denver Post says it spoke with 24 staffers and multiple government officials about the behavior of Director Mike Willis. During his 5 years in charge, they described vulgar screaming fits and physical outbursts, which included throwing things. Willis is also accused of being intoxicated on the job. He's been suspended twice in the last 18 months, and he could face termination. The Regional Transportation District's board votes tonight on the largest revamp of its bus network in more than 40 years. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Transit ridership fell hard during the pandemic, but not everywhere. Many people are still riding in dense areas like Capitol Hill in Denver. If the vote passes tonight, RTD would slowly shift resources to run buses in those places more often. That means many suburban and rural bus lines suspended during the pandemic will go away permanently. If approved, this would be the largest set of changes to the bus network since the 1970s. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
To be or not to be? Well, CU Presents says the answer is not to be when it comes to some indoor Shakespeare plays. The Colorado Shakespeare Festival in Boulder has canceled performances of Coriolanus and All's Well That Ends Well through Saturday due to the coronavirus. However, outdoor performances are still to be. The Two Gentlemen of Verona, The Book of Will, and The Alchemist will continue as scheduled. In Boulder, it's 81 degrees. This is CPR News at 6:06.